morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Not true.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission received multiple reports of well-meaning tortoise murderers in the past month.
The fucking Holocaust.
It's a fucking massacre. Apparently, Floridians have been confusing the tortoises with more water-friendly sea turtles, which have flippers.
And pretty easy. The one with flippers go in the water.
And they won't immediately drown upon being dropped into the ocean.
So basically, it's like they're just throwing a rock in the ocean, in a canal.
It is. They're weighted. That's so not fair.
Oh, my God. It's like you're killing a bunch of little turtle mafias, like just throwing them weights
in the ocean.
You might
as well just tie an anvil to their shell and sink them.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook or MySpace because it's coming back. Got all my money on that one. Today is 4/15.
Tax day.
Today's tax day, 2015. Did you not do your taxes?
I forgot to do my taxes. Wait, I can still file if I'm getting an income tax, right? Like, not if I pay, I'm in trouble. If you're getting money,
they don't. You could take long. They don't care.
Oh, okay, cool. I was gonna say. Yeah.
If you owe them, then you better fucking.
Oh
file.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't give a shit taking long to give you money. They just care that you pay them right away.
Right.
We are live. Oh, it's 7:07 in Opa-locka, Florida, the hub of the world, as I always say.
The Hubble Telescope.
That's right. And for any of you who don't know Opa-locka, look up the crime statistics. You'll get why that's a funny joke. I am joined, as always, by Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Don't call me that.
John the Laser Santeri.
Pew, 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 pew.
And Joel, I forgot to file my tax return, Dutch Van Wingerden.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. All right, I like anymore. It. You know what? I'm not going to lie. Normally I get mad.
Especially
but
when she was 16.
I'm not going to lie. Normally I get mad, but I like that song. I'm not going to.
You do?
No hate. No hate. No hate on that. I like it. I can deal with that one.
I never get to play it other than, I think, like the last. I made a dumb decision when I was DJing my 8th grade nephew's dance party.
And what was that
thing.
Dumb decision?
I DJing played it, and they all looked at me like, we don't know who this is. Why are you playing this?
What is this? Is this your mom?
This is the right type of kids that should be listening to it, but this came out way before you guys were.
Yeah, exactly. You know, here's a rule of thumb, Dutch. Mm-hmm. If they don't have Trapper Keepers, don't play the song. Okay? That's the key.
Yes.
So, or
oh,
slap
man, rule of thumb. I'm kind of offended by that.
Why? What happened to your thumb, John the Laser Santeri?
No, because rule of thumb, back in the early 1900s, it was legal for a man to beat their wives so as long as the thing they beat them with was no thicker than their thumb.
Yeah, well, everyone gets offended now. So, I mean, honestly, who cares? By the way, that's something I wanted to bring up. I guess we could start
beating
there.
Women.
Beating women as hard and as viciously as possible. No. I wanted to bring up right there. See, just that statement right there, even though clearly everybody knows that I only beat women mildly, that you can, they're going to think that I'm a real woman beater, you know? Ah, whatever.
Yes.
So, Dutch, you know how we always talk about all the different, you know, all the different shaming.
Different ways to get that thing off your dick. Yeah, I keep telling
talk
you.
Talk about so sex, okay, baby. We talk about you and me. We talk right. about sex.
We always talk about the different way people get offended, like, you know, fat shaming and mm-hmm.
skinny shaming and stupid shaming
and African American shaming.
No, John, don't do
well,
that.
Well, there's
African American shaming.
There is a new one.
I don't think I know how this works.
It's called, well, let me just read the article. 5 effective ways people with thin privilege can fight fatophobia.
What?
Thin privilege. Wait, you know, like white privilege?
Uh-huh.
Thin privilege.
Yeah.
Apparently
isn't
that's
that
thing.
White privilege? I guess not.
No. So.
What about swole privilege? Like if I go to the gym and I'm all swole, sun's out, guns out?
Now. John, that right there is misogynistic because women could have their guns out too.
I mean, I am a little tense, so if you can, like, you know, massage me any other way, that'd be great.
So this is from my favorite news organization, everydayfeminism.com.
Oh, it's her homepage.
Yeah. Julie Fang. Hey, fellow folks. The great writer so far. With thin privilege, and you should know who you are. By the way, parentheses in the first sentence. Fantastic journalism. We need to talk.
Thin privilege.
Yes. We need to talk. I've been seeing a lot of people equating skinny shaming and fat shaming, and I want to declare on the record it's wrong and harmful. There is a huge difference between skinny shaming and fat shaming, and it's a difference of scale and symmetry power dynamics. Body shaming against all bodies is damaging, including microaggression against skinny people. However, the difference between feelings being hurt and discrimination. I know, Dutch, it touches me too.
Why are you
cry.
Starting the show out? Like, you want me to get mad, don't you?
Yes.
Starting out with a bang.
Son of a bitch.
Get angry.
More like starting out with never banging any of these women. However, the difference
between
feelings being hurt and discrimination, dehumanization, and denial of rights on the system level is vast. Body terrorism against people who are fat.
Body terrorism? What? Is the NSA involved?
Body terrorism.
Is that like where a Middle Eastern guy is going to fly a plane into my body?
Right.
Body terrorism.
Hey, you're fat. Praise the almighty food pyramid.
Yes. Body terrorism against people who are fat is insidious. And it's openly practiced in the halls of society. Hospital, schools, and legal system, and the workplace.
Oh, man, everyone's doing it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so only in halls. So if I do it outside, mm-hmm. it's all right. Or what if my name is Daryl Hall? Like, will Oates get offended because he's a part of, like, you know, the gluten
no,
society?
No,
what
Oates.
About the comment section of this article?
Hold
is
on.
There one?
We'll get there. Various studies have found that fat people suffer profound discrimination at work. They are most likely to be fired or suspended. Probably because they're lazy, but no, it's because
Wait, you can't just say, she can't just say that. Like how, would you name me a study that where they're more likely to get fired or suspended.
Everyday Feminism's poll that they took once.
It was a stair study because the study was on the fifth floor and there was no elevators. And so the fat people didn't show up.
The fat people never got there.
They couldn't show up on work at time.
That's the problem. various studies. Oh, look, there's a link to the studies. NAAF
is it a
online.
Sausage link? I love sausage links.
Wait, this study. Hold on. I just clicked the link to the study, but the study isn't a real.
Where are the sausages? I want sausages. I want sausages.
Hey, you can eat that dead fat guy. Various workplace studies have found that fat people suffer profound discrimination at work. They're more likely to be fired, suspended, less likely to be hired in the first place, earn smaller salaries in comparable positions, and receive fewer promotions for comparable job performance. In another study, 54% of doctors reported that they wanted to be left alone. Why does this fat bitch keep asking me questions? And the rest of them said...
Wow, did you lead us down that trail?
That was a long con.
That was a long one. Normally you get me, but that one you had me hook, line, and sinker. Wow.
In another study, 54% of doctors reported they believe physicians should have the right to withhold treatment from overweight or obese patients.
Dude, like, insurance companies are doing that these days, right?
Because the work is too hard. I don't want to have to deal with all that paperwork. I just only want to serve healthy people. I don't want to have to do my job and figure out what's wrong with you.
First off, it's paper twerk. You need the horrifying sentence. You need that horrifying sentence correctly. Sorry, you read that horrifying sentence correctly. Of these professionals,
you read.
It looks like somebody ate this page.
Lou Reed.
Of these professionals who have taken an oath to heal, more than half think that it's perfectly all right to deny healthcare to people seeking healthcare. No, that's not true. That's not what that.
It's going to charge you a little bit higher because your life expectancy is that of a hummingbird.
That is correct. And don't do that because Pet Talk will milk it. These injustices stem from.
This is all very true. Very true. I will milk it.
He's back. It's been a while.
Hey, Pet Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
How was that? What's your view on fat people?
Oh, I tried to make sure no fat people come work with me with my hummingbirds because they drink all the ginger ale, which is the life essence for my hummingbird milk. And even they drink my hummingbird milk.
Now, did you know
I was wondering if you were going to remember all the little
nuances. Did you know that?
I'm an easy man. I punch my time clock every once in a while. I make sure I fill out my P's and Q's on my income tax
form. And your favorite beverage is?
Is a ginger ale. Oh, you know, come on, you know it's ginger ale. Everyone nowadays, they're into gluten-free and all this other hullabaloo is what they call it.
Pet Dog, from 2013, folks. These injustices stem from consciousness and unconscious bias against heavier folk. Thinness is not, by the way, fun fact.
I don't know what an unconscious bias is.
It's like the Matrix. fun fact, Pet Talk, hummingbirds are not mammals, so therefore they do not produce milk for their young. So you're actually jerking off hummingbirds and drinking their semen. I don't want to ruin your world.
2 years later, now you're gonna correct the character?
Sorry,
hey,
but
I had to come out with the Food and Drug Administration, and I was like, look, everybody knows that the hummingbirds are not the mammals. So what I do is basically they're going to drink it anyway. They're like, hey, this is good hummingbird milk. I'm like, hey, it's good. It's nutritious. Yeah, keep drinking more. So it's okay.
So you just label it as, it's kind of like people who label almond milk, even though you can't milk an almond.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you cannot. And any good chef will know you need to break an almond. You're going to have to, shell a few of them out to make this almond.
I'm pretty sure you have the saying completely wrong, but I'll forgive you because you're not from this country.
Hey, it's okay.
Okay, back to fat people. These injustices stem from conscious and unconscious bias against heavier folks. Thinness is not only the beauty standard.
Look at that lover fly.
But also a false gauge of health. Now they're saying fat does not equal health.
Oh, so the doctor's idiots here.
Wellness, false energy. Gauge. Hold on. Okay. This
and
is
everyone
my favorite.
Knows you need light gauge if you want to rock out.
Now, I'm going to say
metal.
This.
You're right. It is a false gauge. The only reason why every fourth commercial is some kind of an exercise thing.
Okay.
Because it's bad for you, right?
They're going to need, like, if they really want to, like, shut up, just, 12-gauge shotgun.
There you go.
To the mouth. Boom.
And by the way, I'm about to read this. This is coming from me who lost 120 pounds. I used to be 350 fucking pounds. I don't want to hear it. So these injustices.
Yeah, so what do they label you?
I'll read it. I was hilariously fat. These injustices stem from conscious and unconscious bias of heavy folk. Thinness is not only the beauty standard, but also false gauge of health. Wellness, energy, cleanliness, ambition, intelligence, and morality. I'm breaking that down really quick. First off, it is a gauge of health because obesity is 100% correlated with diabetes. Secondly, wellness. You are not well if you can't walk upstairs and without breathing heavy. And that's what I was doing. This is coming from me. And forget everybody else. Me, when I was fucking heavy as shit. Energy. I had zero. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to sit on the couch. So this is not coming from a fucking fake study that she pulled from University of Phoenix Online.
In fact, you were fired from everything.
cleanliness. Cleanliness, I'll give you a pass because even fat people could shower. But if you get too fat, you can't clean yourself right. You need a fucking stick with a rag to wipe your ass.
Right.
Next, ambition. It does affect your ambition because it affects your self-confidence and it affects why even bother trying, why even fucking cut my hair. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm a fat slob. Intelligence. Fair enough. Fatness doesn't really matter with intelligence. That has nothing to do with it. Morality. Same thing. Doesn't affect it. But four out of everything you just said is 100%
bullshit.
No, I think
all fat people are going to hell because they have no morals.
Yeah, well, I agree.
I think it was in Luke.
It was.
The book of Luke says that thou shalt not associate with those who eat cake.
Now, don't confuse that with the book of Uncle Luke, the rapper, because that's a different book. A lot more cocaine and asses in that one.
Or the book of Luke Perry.
Or a lot less. I always get confused. It says,
or the book of Cool Aunt Luke, which basically is just the egg eating contest.
So, okay, guys, back to this. So what, because I've been told before we never finish stories. So what is thin privilege? It is the fact that strangers at grocery stores and
Luke, I am your father.
Praise Luke and on to him.
It is the fact that strangers at grocery stores and restaurants have never felt the need to comment on my shopping cart or the amount of food on my plate. It is the fact that I can find clothes in my size anywhere and everywhere. That's thin privilege. That means if you're thin. Now, I will say this. Hold on. First off, let's read the first one, Dutch. I know what you're about to say. I'm reading your mind.
Okay,
the first thing. In the fact that strangers in grocery stores and restaurants have never felt the need to comment on my shopping cart or the amount of food on my plate. I have never, and I was fucking really fat for really, really long. Nobody ever commented on the fucking food in my shopping cart. Nobody ever commented on how much food was on my plate. That never happened. Because for the most part, I'm not saying people aren't dicks, if people are dicks. But for the most part, people do not give a fuck. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
She seems to think that she's one of those type of people who looks for people who have a sideways glance, even though it might just be accidental. She's
right.
Like, oh, that person's judging me. It's gross.
Oh, are you judging what I'm eating? Because I have every right to eat exactly what I'm eating.
But
you don't know me.
This study is retarded because
you're retarded. Study.
First time, hold on. I clicked. No, Dutch. I clicked the study.
It's not even a blog or a study. It's just like a
they had a link to the study, but the study was by the same magazine. It's not a scientific study. It's the polls that they were putting out there. These fat idiots. Sorry. It is the fact that more thin privilege. It is the fact that I can find clothes in my size anywhere and everywhere. No, that is not thin privilege. That is called marketing and capitalism in an open market. People that make clothes are going to make more clothes for the average size person. They're not, because they're going to waste money. Because why? Because there's three or four fatsos that are size 74s.
Right. Why would you waste the thread?
Exactly.
On something you can make a little bit smaller.
It's nobody picking on you for being a fat cow. It's you not being an average-sized person and you being mad that the world is not catering towards you. You could be fat if you want.
Been fat person.
You could be as fat as you want because I believe I'm a big libertarian. Do whatever you want as long as you don't hurt anybody. But you cannot be as fat as you want and then complain that the world doesn't bend to your whim because then you're being a pretentious, whiny baby.
Well, that's essentially...
You're just looking for excuses.
Exactly.
Well, no, dude, that sums up everything that's happening right now. And it's that. It's looking for an excuse to whine. It's basically, they're going, oh, there's a lot of us that are the same way, so let's form a group and complain about shit.
Here's
same
the next
thing
one,
with racial
Dutch.
Shit, same thing with feminist shit, same things with, you know, the midgets. I don't know why they're even doing
little people.
Thing. And then fat people.
Dutch, there's more.
And manatees.
Hold on. More thin privilege. Here's it is the fact that no doctor has ever looked at me and thought diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. You know why doctors think diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol? Because, and I could say this because I was 350 fucking pounds, people that are that much, luckily I didn't get diabetes. I stopped myself before I got that. But people that are that big usually have statistically diabetes, high blood pressure, and fucking high cholesterol.
Wait, hold on a second. Could you read that sentence one more time?
Now, once again, this is thin privilege. This is this woman believes this is how thin
thin
people are lucky. Thin people are lucky.
I think it needs to have a jingle.
It is the fact that no doctor has ever looked at me and thought diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Like, Dutch, you're thin.
Pause.
No doctor's ever thought that of you.
Well, I have high blood pressure because I lose my temper a lot, right. But that's a whole other
story.
Yeah,
high blood pressure has nothing to do
Dutch
with weight.
Part Irish, but no, here's the thing, is doctors, their entire business is to keep you alive.
Yes.
So when
their
they
job's
see
not
something
to sugarcoat
like high
it.
Blood
no.
pressure, it's like you're shortening your lifespan, and my business is to make sure you live.
No, I thought their business was to prescribe correctly. Medication so that they make lots of
no,
lots
Dutch,
lots of money.
Let me explain. I'm gonna make a connection here. We talk on this show all the time how fucking stupid are people that do not vaccinate their kids with all the medical studies that are out there. I submit to you that these fat idiots that want doctors to now also, they doctors are wrong because they want to be fat. You're just as dumb. You are ignoring medical science because you want the world.
You're ignoring medical science.
Because you want the world to fucking bend to what you fucking, literally everything you sit on bends. I get that. But how about this? Put the fork down. Go for a fucking walk. You don't have to get abs. You just have to be able to, and to steal fucking Kevin James' line, brush your teeth without your fucking belly jiggling and you're okay.
Roy in the chat room says, hashtag thin privilege. You can wear a muumuu as a fashion statement.
Yep. In fact, multiple doctors have looked at me and said, you must work out even though I do not. I do not think twice about eating in public.
Oh, I hate it when a doctor looks more unhealthy than me and he tells me what to do.
Yeah.
Fuck you, doctor.
Yeah. I don't think twice about eating in public. There's no systematic.
Did any of them call you a thick girl?
Well, no.
Oh, we'll can get, we please we'll, get yeah, the after next. This one, somebody pull it up. We'll do that.
Okay.
I don't think twice about eating in public. There's no systematic belief about my personality or drive. If you are a thin person reading this and you feel offended, and I am not a thin person reading this and I feel offended, you might be centering your feelings. I understand that we as thin people experience shaming as well. We. So the person writing this is also thin? Go fuck yourself. Go how fucking dare
what is
you
she doing that?
Go how fucking dare you?
No, seriously. Fuck you. Seriously.
It's a quarter of the year, I would say.
Fuck you. That's like if the fucking whitest guy in America, well, it does happen and it's hilarious every time, when the whitest guy in America tries to write about why fucking black people are struggling. You've never been there. You can't fucking write about it.
Can't write
sure
about
I
it.
Can. I
so
can make it up.
Fuck you.
I can write whatever I want to write about.
You don't know me.
Yes,
you
I have,
don't know me.
Yes, I have felt disgusted and discomfort with my body. I have been self-conscious and self-deprecating. I have looked in the mirror and winced at what I saw. That's not me reading. That's my personal conscience. No, that's what I was reading. I have heard snide remarks from people who
think... Wait, so she is fat. Like, what is she saying?
No,
we
no.
as skinny people.
She is skinny, but she's saying even as a skinny person, she has felt disgusted.
Well, that's just being a woman.
Body. Yeah.
And being shamed the correct way by your father.
Yeah, it's so exactly. hard.
I have heard snide remarks from people who think they have the right to advise me to gain weight. I have heard rude quips from people who think it's acceptable to say you should eat more. You can use a few extra pounds. Yes, I wholly understand the frustration and irritation of body shaming comments. Go eat a burger. Now, we haven't even got to the five reasons yet.
Oh my God, ooh. There's reasons?
Number
there's
one.
There's five more reasons?
Educate yourself about health. Modern classification of overweight or over what weight and obese are derived from the body mass index scale. The BMI,
or the
scale,
BMI scale
is inaccurate, misleading, and contains multiple limitations. Yes, I agree. I will agree. The BMI is old, and the reason it's messed up is if you're 6'5 and you're 290 pounds, but it's fucking lean and muscle like a football player, you're in shape. But according to the BMI, you'd be considered obese.
You can tell, though. I mean,
exactly.
Like any real doctor, if they're going to be using the BMI, would look at you and be like, okay, you're this much,
exactly.
But it's obvious that you're
the busted. Doctors do not
only basically
use.
For me, they say I'm overweight. Yes. They say I'm supposed to be, I'm 5'9". I'm supposed to be 165 pounds.
Studies conducted by researchers for the British Medical Journal have found that the determination of categories of normal, overweight, and obese is entirely arbitrary at the end of odds with underlying evidence about association between body mass index. Yes, BMI and mortality. I get that because BMI is not right, but being fucking fat and diabetes is. Do not compare. I know the BMI is messed up. No one's fighting that.
It's not BMU. It's BMI.
Yeah. Nobody is fighting that. But
I'm fighting that.
But a doctor who is trained can look at you and he can tell the difference between a 290-pound fat slob and a 290-pound Olympic athlete. There's a goddamn difference.
You have to have training to identify the two?
Yeah, you have. It's called medical school.
No wonder it takes 7 years.
Yeah.
First year is just identifying the fat guy in the group.
Exactly. recess your intention.
is it the third guy?
No.
Nope. You got another year added
He's
on.
Just Mexican.
Damn it. This is horrible.
hard.
Reassess your intentions. So you can't make assumptions about people, but even if someone were unhealthy, why is it your business anyway? It's not my business. It's not at all.
It's never your
but
business.
But I only talk about it when you try to make it okay. See, the thing is, I wouldn't give a shit if fat people were roaming the earth and fucking like
grazing like cattle.
Like grazing like cattle. I don't care. I have nothing against fat people. I was a fat. I am still a fat person.
But the ones who try to do this whole, you know, Joan of Arc holding the torch because we're speaking for everybody nonsense.
I was actually thinking Humongous from Mad Max.
Yeah.
Just walk away.
No,
when your lives will be spared.
In their case,
just walk away.
In their case, it would be just roll away.
Or hovering like in Wall-E.
Yeah, people who fat shame very often defend themselves by saying that they have the best intentions. They just want to help. And let me tell you something. People making fun of how fat I was is why I decided to lose weight. And they helped me. So thank you for fat shaming me.
You're welcome, Roy.
So fuck the... I hate this bullshit. I'm so sick of it. Call out...
I'm glad that you're admitting that I saved your life.
You did. Call out concerned trolling. Concerned trolling is...
Concerned trolling?
Is fat shaming commentary.
Trolls just are never concerned. Up.
Dude, by the way, only a female would write an article like this.
Yes.
No man would ever come up with terms like concerned trolling, thin privilege, like that. Those are just vaginal terms.
They are.
On contraire, Dutchy Poo.
You know
if
what,
a
Dutch?
Man wrote this and did all this, then they would be offended that a man is talking about this.
Yes. Right.
Ooh, do you think it's a
There's
guy
no fat
using
a fat man? How dare you even speak for us?
It's Tom Hanks in a wig, like bosom buddies.
I was gonna say, do you think it's a guy pretending he's a girl to get away with saying these things?
Concerned trolling is fat shaming commentary poorly disguised as good intentions. Some examples are: I'm just concerned about your health. That's being nice. Yeah. You would be so pretty if
being a good friend.
You would be so pretty if you lost a few pounds. That's called being honest. For your own good, that's called being honest. Obesity is a huge issue in our community, society, and I think it's important to address it. Yes, that's true. I don't hate fat people. I don't.
She's never heard that phrase before. She's just assuming.
Hold on, hold on.
Real conversation.
Check this out. Check this out. I'm with you, but. So basically, she is putting up statements saying you can't even have an open discussion. The moment you try to, in any way, give your opinion that is differing from her, you are now trolling.
She's saying that we're supposed to ignore the elephant in the room.
The literal elephant in the room.
Yeah, right. Like if she's an actual elephant.
Yeah. Or any comment that hinges on butt. So you can't even say butt.
Oh, down, Simba.
If
that's
you hear,
offensive. No, my name is Simba.
If you hear someone trying to concern troll, intervene where you can. Hold on. Check this out. Intervene where you can. Ask them if it's any of their business. So their way of stopping people by telling them not to, get involved in something that doesn't concern you.
Get involved and be like, how is this your problem?
No, but the thing is, if somebody, Dutch, if you were sitting there saying, hey man, when I was 350 pounds, if you were sitting there, hey man, you know, I'm really concerned about your health, and someone walk
I'm
up and go,
a good friend here.
And then someone that
excuse
I didn't know,
excuse me,
if somebody I didn't know walked up and said,
excuse me, I couldn't help but overhearing your concern trolling that you were doing, but you should stop.
Shut the fuck up. He's my friend. He could call me fat if he wants. Who the fuck are you? Get out of here.
I'm the concerned trolling police.
Yeah, I'm concerned you're a cunt. Leave.
See, I have a badge. It says I police concerned trollers.
Get the fuck out of here. I would, as the fat person would be like, leave me alone. Let my fucking friend say whatever he wants to me. Like, fuck
you.
Are you
skinny shaming me?
No, I'm fucking cunt shaming
you. To this article?
Absolutely. Happy to.
Would love to see if there's any way that maybe our listeners could weigh in on, like, maybe their comment section.
You said weigh. What? You think I'm too fat? Like, I need to get on a scale? Oh, that's offensive.
Understand the intersections. A white CIS heterosexual man who is fat has a very different life experience than fat people with other marginalized identities. I was fat, so I could comment more than your skinny Chinese ass. Yes, Marie.
I think eventually we're going to 180 on everything where we make fun of people for being different. I think eventually we'll make fun of people for being similar to other people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're so middle of the road. Get a fucking unique aspect to yourself.
Yep. Fatness is stigmatized on all bodies, but not on certain bodies. It adds a greater burden. Furthermore, people who struggle with eating disorders may feel that the words thin privilege are galling because it is not a privilege to experience marginalization and ableism from an eating disorder. By the way, this great job with your $2 SAT words. Your fucking schooling must have been good because you're writing for everydayfeminism.com. And most of all, number five, most of all, humanize. It all comes down to this. How do we think as human beings? Should we treat one another. Do you think the arbitrary definitions of health misconceptions about where our tax dollars go are more important than someone's humanity? Do you think that privileged persons' bias trumps marginalized persons' humanity? We should. Why did they write that twice?
Did you read it twice?
No, she's I swear to God I didn't. Yeah, it looks like she was copy-pasting. We should always treat one another with empathy, compassion, and respect.
Unless you're being a dick.
Julie Fang is a writer and educator who is committed to intersectional social justice work.
Intersectional social justice work?
Yes. That is not a Coachella band.
Intersectional social justice work.
Yes. She is a recipient of the Academy of American Poets Award, the Joan Grayston Poetry Prize, and an Arthur Oberg Prize for poetry. So she writes poetry. So that makes her perfect to comment on fucking thin fucking privilege.
Quote the Raven. She is
Taiwan, based in Seattle, and is currently living and teaching in Morocco. Translation, she is an overprivileged piece of shit slut.
Why is she a slut?
I'm assuming she fucks anything that walks, because most Asians do. Hold on. Now the Asians are going to say I'm Asian shaming or whatever, or slut shaming or whatever. She's shaming.
Yeah.
There's no comment section because they know better.
As long as you don't talk about Guaylo.
I don't think this is her. So that's not the same picture I was looking. I don't think this is her Twitter. I don't want to give out the wrong Twitter and have her animals go after her.
Well, I mean, I agreed with a lot of her points, really.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
My favorite was the part where she said that I'm better than everyone else because I'm thin.
Yeah, that was good. I remember that. That was my favorite part.
That is
too.
What she said.
That was my favorite part.
When she thought that fat slob should be wiped off the face of the planet.
And it was reassuring to know that I have better job security because of the fact that I'm thin. So that made me feel pretty good about myself.
Well, you know what you should do? You should watch this really thing. It's actually about social justice like her. It's this TV show called The Slap. And what it's about.
No!
You don't like The Slap, Marie?
No!
Because
why were there 8 episodes?
Now you have
carry
to
over from Dutch.
Now
Royce
you have to listen
night.
To Dutch and Royce.
If you want to hear Marie lose her fucking 8 mind, listen to the
episodes.
414.
Whose side are you on?
Sorry. Go ahead, Marie. Next story. Do you have one? I'm sorry. We spent a lot of the show on this, but this bitch pissed me the fuck off.
I knew you just needed a rant on that.
Social injustice warrior? You are the worst Avenger, lady. You are the worst Avenger.
She's the worst
X-Men.
Would you
say that she's the Jubilee of the X-Men?
Yeah, she's the fucking X-Men of this.
Yeah, because she is also Asian.
Ugh, so awful.
She probably has fireworks.
I want to bring something
up. Sure, Dutch. Go ahead.
Well, you're the one who sent it to me, and I had a lot of fun with this the other day. There's a Reddit thread going on for the Opie and Anthony show, apparently.
Post it in the chat.
I got it. I had it up from yesterday, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Apparently, I guess the thread title is there any pictures of E-Rock's wife? Obviously, E-Rock is Eric Nagel, our buddy.
It's in an Opie and Anthony Reddit. Yeah. String.
So
that's what I said.
The first person posted. Dutch, I'll post a picture. You keep
Where's
reading.
Beef?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is basically the picture, and it's obvious. It's a picture of Marie. I guess when you guys did Ron and Fez that one day.
Yeah, well, we did. Yeah, we were waiting to do Ron and Fez, and Opie came out, and we were talking to him a bit. And as you can see, it's a picture of Marie with Opie, and then you have E-Rock and Sam photobombing it in the back.
Right.
Now, somebody posted a picture and to saying that Marie was E-Rock's wife. Now,
right.
Let's
the first
it was
comment,
Club Soda Kenny.
Yeah,
the it's first
a very
comment,
good looking wife right there.
The first Thank comment you. Says thick gal. Period. I like it. Period.
I like it too.
I don't know what to say to that. I don't
because you look really good in that picture. That's the thing.
Yeah.
She does look good
in
the picture
and in person. She's like she's stunning.
I mean, thank you, John, but I'm no bigger than Opie in this picture. So, I mean, I'm a little bit forward, so maybe it looks like I'm bigger because of the depth perception. But yeah, that's like, what part are you thinking I'm thick in? My boobs?
Yeah.
Another commenter says, not bad, decent tits too.
Oh.
All right.
I'd smash her in the shitter.
Okay. All right. I knew it'd get to that. It is Reddit.
I'd give her a respectful hug.
What is it? What is that? What is a respectful hug?
Is that just a hug?
Well, this guy is. It says, I can't believe a woman this attractive puts up with a man who plays with toys and watches the amount of Simpson episodes he does. Actually, sir, who wrote that, Marie watches more Simpson, I think, than Eric does. So
she's cute. Yes. E-Rock really is Homer Simpson. No wonder why Frank Grimes, I mean, Troy Kwan, hates him so much. I can't believe a woman this attractive puts up with a man who plays with toys and watches the amount of Simpsons episode he does.
Where's the beef? I just read that.
I'm sorry. No, but Dutch, hold on a second. I know. Hold on. Shut up.
Seconds ago.
I know. What my point is, that could be 100% used. This thread could be about who is Royce's wife. And that sentence that you read can be used 100%.
Interchangeably.
Because
well, why did you say it after I read it?
Because I was also reading.
To comment on that, because I am Royce's wife.
How much? A five.
Coming from that being that girl in that photo that everyone on Reddit is talking about.
First of all, that's really creepy that they want to know what the wife of a producer of a radio show
crazy,
looks like.
It's crazy, right?
Actually, it's really weird. I love the fact that you just got involved with their weirdness.
When you look at the analytics for Hippo Juice, for example, you could see the terms people use to find the site. And a lot of people are like, what does Marie Sarkeesian look like? Or that's a lot of the terms is people that hear her and I guess just listen and don't see the video wanting to see what she looks like. It's really odd. People are creeps, man. Marie, how many people do you think in as long as you've been doing radio have masturbated to you?
I don't think about that.
Just in this chat room.
I don't think about
everyone?
That.
Everyone?
I don't think.
Well, now you have to think about it.
I'm going to give it a solid 65%
at least 65%
to her in one fashion or another.
And I would say 25% of the female listeners have flicked their bean to her too.
I would say 100%.
Yeah. Okay. You know what?
I would say 100%.
So there you go.
Yeah, 100% of the female listeners. Because anybody who listens to this show who's a female is just a great big fat lesbian
weird, just a weirdo who has no life, and it's sad. It's just sad. It's just sad.
No offense, Ball.
Well, the point I was trying to make was that I don't care what hobbies you have, whether it's you being a fan of The Simpsons or collecting toys or whatever, as long as you're not putting your significant other into debt because of your hobby, like, Eric can afford his hobby. Who the fuck cares what he wants to do?
Why are you defending him on a Reddit thick gal?
I'm not defending him, but what these people are delusional enough to think is a hot girl would not put up with a nerd having a hobby. And I'm saying, I am that girl. I'm married to a nerd who has hobbies. There's no reason why I couldn't put up with it. It's a very easy thing to put up with.
I was going to say, being funny and entertaining will get you... I mean, dude, we talked about this before. Yep. Like, you see the ugliest dudes with the hottest chicks because they're funny dudes. You know what I mean? Like, so why anybody would think? Because E-Rock's hilarious, and for anybody in this fucking Reddit thing to even think for a second that why wouldn't he land a hot chick?
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
That's a loser not understanding how women work. That's who said that.
It's really you're right.
Of anybody who uses Reddit is probably a loser. So.
I mean, how many times we say all the time, like, women will tell you, they'll see a guy who's fucking a 10. They go and talk to him and like, I will never talk to this guy or look at him again. Because the person, remember when we told the story when we were at the Keys, and now Dutch, you could really appreciate this because you've seen Game of Thrones. The dude who looked like, in the Keys, the dude in the pool, looked like Jamie Lannister. Now Dutch, now you know who Jamie Lannister is. Good looking dude from Game of Thrones, you know?
Oh, I would blow him in
a second. This guy when I say just like him, and he has shirt off in a pool, fucking ripped, and they're like, oh my God, he's so hot, blah, 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 blah. So then he comes by, and I agree, he was really good looking. He comes by, and they both start talking to him, and I just, you know, I always laugh, I always sit back, and then they came back, and they were both like, oh my God, he went from hot to just nothing. He's so stupid.
He was so dumb.
He was so dumb. And that's exactly like women or men would be like, she's hot, she's dumb as shit, but I'll fuck her. But women, it really, a lot of them will tell you, no, I can't. I just can't. This guy's a moron, you know? And it affects a lot. It really does. It affects a lot. It has nothing to do with that. And that's why you see fat nerds with good personalities, with hot chicks and some fucking dudes who just can't do anything about it and whatever, you know. But to be fair, a bunch of these, this is Reddit, so these guys are probably all fucking, or they're definitely not being thin shamed or whatever it's called, or have thin privilege.
So I wonder if that's like, sure. like because I'm a complete imbecile, I wonder if that's the reason why I haven't been able to A, get any hits on Tinder, and B, just
Tinder
just
has nothing to do with your funniness or level of intelligence. Tinder is only about how hot you are and fucking.
Well, that you also have to have some sort of a rap, at least within the first couple of lines.
Oh,
to talk
John needs a rap song?
Yes, John needs a rap song.
Oh my God.
That's what you were missing, John. You can't freestyle.
Cruising down the street in my 250, driving down 95 in with Mahati.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I'd swipe yes.
Yeah, it's a freestyle.
It's good. It's good freestyle. Bring it.
Go for it.
Ha ha, ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Look it out now. Playing with my cat, crashing her hair. Watching TV, nobody cares. Hey, look outside, it's getting dark. Better go inside and lock my doors, cause I live on the border of plantation. And off the way is gonna be bad station.
Pretty good.
It's not bad, John.
Fucking dope. That's almost better than Jay Bieber. I mean, that's really good rapping.
Nothing's better than Jay Bieber.
Jay Bieber, first name, last name.
I'm pretty sure I can rap better than Biebs.
I don't know. Who was he caught molesting the other day at a concert at Coachella? He was with somebody, some chick.
I think one of the Kardashians.
Yeah, there you go. The fucking young one.
And then Madonna sucked the soul out of like Drake or something.
Yes. Yeah, we were talking about that last night. Ugh.
Yeah, dude, it's bad.
Old people are gross.
Somebody had a meme today where they showed like Madonna before the Drake kiss, and then after it was Lady Gaga, and then it showed Drake young, and then an old black guy as Drake after, like she absorbed his youth in his soul. That's why she kissed him, was to take his youth.
Like it was like Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
Kalima,
Kalima,
Kalima.
And she takes Drake's youth. Oh, that Drake!
I posted the wrong picture. The one I saw earlier today, it said pick two, not pick one. By the way. Just for the live listeners. Podcasters, listen live.
Yeah, there you go. Listen live, you bunch of bitches.
Son of a fucking whore.
Marie, you got a story for us here?
Let's see here.
Stop with this.
You got a thick story
for us? You got a thick story? You thick piece
thick
of meat?
Gal, you?
Should we play a video?
thick fucking slab of fucking
sure
bacon?
Nice
can you play
thick,
a video?
Nice
you
dick.
Hot
the fucking,
fucking
dick.
Piece
oh,
of
man.
Fucking gristle steak fat.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I want to bite it.
Okay.
Yeah, thick bitch.
Okay, so
sorry. It's how these two talk sexy to each other.
It is. It's very odd.
I'm a piece of bacon.
Yeah. Oh, video. Yes. Is this what I think it is? Dutch. Holy shit. You want to see the best commercial from the 90s for Sizzler?
Yeah.
The answer is, of course, yes. So... apparently, we time traveled, and we actually got a story from. Remember
Sizzler.
That? Remember that?
What's Sizzler?
Sizzler was this old steak restaurant, like really cheap steak restaurant. Like
okay, like a
Texas a Ponderosa.
I thought it was an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Ponderosa, yeah, like a Ponderosa, or like yeah, it's a stand-up buffet, but they
Golden
also have
Corral.
Yeah, like that. This is from the 90s of the get ready. Remember, this is the buffet, so you know what this commercial's for. Okay, here we go. It's 4 minutes.
Oh boy, that's a long commercial.
Sizzler promotion. Sorry.
It's still loud.
Is this better?
Yes.
Yes.
All across America, the song of freedom rings.
Nice little frisbee to a dog.
The song is growing stronger every day.
Wait, hold on. This is a Sizzler commercial.
Yes, keep watching and listen.
Is that a fisherman?
Yes.
To the message that it sings, let us lift our voices. We can make the choices. We will make the most of all the best that freedom brings. Sizzler is the one who brings us choices. Across the USA.
So far in this commercial, they've had one shot of the restaurant. Everything else is like, you know.
Right now, there's an old a Navy man with his gal.
Yeah.
All over
it's all
America.
Hold on. Yankee Doodle
a quiet
shit.
Revolution has been taking place. More and more.
Jews have been taking over local businesses.
Both parents are working and raising families. Life seems to be moving faster than ever.
Is this a documentary?
Look at the old cell phone, Dutch.
Oh my God.
The Zach Morse.
I don't know if this is a political ad or not.
This is the best thing ever.
It is a buffet restaurant.
It is the cheapest buffet restaurant ever.
Are redefining what's really important.
This guy looks like Danny Glover's on a fucking merry-go-round with his girl.
In their lives.
It's too old for
they
this.
Want quality in their personal
Sizzler for president. Sizzler 2016.
Life, in the goods they purchase and in the food they eat. They want
good basic home cooking.
And they want choices, variety, all at a reasonable price. Americans want value.
Sizzler brings the choices that you've been wanting.
First of
Sizzler adds MSG to all of their food and seafood. You're gonna get home after Sizzler and take a dump with me. The United States of America, all for you and me. Choose a side with your corned beef and some corn on the cob too.
Alabama wow.
Giving you the right to choose, we're offering much more by holding to tradition.
I feel like I'm listening to like changing a with the times.
He's eating a burger now. It's the restaurant.
Selections, choices,
voice. I got it.
Yes.
There is
ordering a burger. You ask for medium rare. That's fine. But the waitress brings you something burnt. That's well done. And that's all right.
What we got to do is train everyone to learn the entire words to this song and go to the Sizzler down the road.
And just
sing it in front of them? In the restaurant.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. There's
all
a Sizzler 40, down the road from us.
40 seconds.
All Dutch. 44 minutes.
First of all, we're only halfway through this video, and they've already bought up. If they play this on regular TV, it would be four solid commercial spots they've already taken up at this point.
Basically a Super Bowl commercial.
No, Dutch, this is like a fucking Sizzler infomercial.
Halfway through.
Jesus, the guy Richie directs?
Choices
like I want to know what advertisement firm. Like, I understand that in the early 90s they loved samples, and they always got like the, you know, the choir involved with the, you know, whether that they're singing about Hot Wheels or singing about whatever. But 4 3/4 of a minute long.
Like, I just don't know how they fucking got Robert Goulet to sing this. It's amazing.
Can add a little
basically spending the budget of like a Super Bowl ad at this point.
This.
We should go to the Sizzler down the road, like you said.
Flash mob it, yeah.
And that's the busiest one because it's like, well, all the tourists are.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to find enough people that could sing, learn it, and sing the entire 4 minutes.
We should get a band, too. We should get our buddy Joe to play the keyboard.
This is what you do. Yeah. You hire a choir.
Oh, God.
Like a church choir to do it and be like, we'll pay you this much, but we get 100% of whatever YouTube revenue that comes in if this thing goes viral, or, you know, do some kind of a back end deal.
Sizzler is the place.
Like, dude, if you were actually able to pull this off.
Yeah, I know.
Just have a full out choir and everybody kind of like, you know, flash mobs it.
Sizzler is the place. You take the ice cream and rub it on your face. It doesn't matter if it's black or vanilla. It's all good for me.
Could have said
you
chocolate.
Want some cornbread with that side. You want to stack on some colored jello. It doesn't matter for this fella with that, because Sizzler will make you shit.
You could have said fat.
Sizzler gives you choices.
The thing is, you listen to John's and it sounds ridiculous, but then you play the real one and it's more ridiculous.
It's just as bad.
That's the Sizzler way. Get a little freedom in your life.
Now they're just making
they
out.
Say data right also there.
American cooking. Fresh fish.
No minorities allowed after 7 p.m.
Fresh fish after the day it was served.
Where's the nearest Baptist church that we can take their choir and teach them this song?
Sizzler is the place.
Salads, wonderful hot appetizers, tantalizing combination platter.
Oh, and then someone would have to be standing there with us, just come up with a suit and this, and then read this whole part verbatim.
Oh, of course.
Tantalizing app and walk up to the buffet and point it out.
You're gonna do, you got to go all out. You got to get like a portable megaphone and Dude, you got to do it all.
All backed with a new kind of courteous, friendly service.
Mute.
Sizzler.
In I wouldn't date her. She works at a Sizzler, though.
Tantalizing appetizers. Had a hot entree served on brand new hot heat lamps and microwave ovens.
Of dining with two completely different dining experiences in one restaurant.
The blacks on one side, whites on the other.
You guys are going to go that way.
Grill with a variety of distinctive.
Try our separate but equal shrimp.
Platters served at your table and the buffet court. A whole
What?
The buffet court, otherwise known as the fat.
Sorry. I messaged a friend that sent me this article earlier and she goes, but the only problem is they probably wouldn't allow the black people in.
Now, here's the other thing. Most classy restaurants have sneeze guards. Everyone knows that.
Experience on its own, where you create delicious combinations just the way you want them. It's a restaurant.
Want to put chocolate on your steak? Do it, you fat fuck. Want to stick strawberries? Want to stick strawberries and some ranch sauce? Do it, you piece of shit.
Restaurant within a restaurant, with all the value, quality, and freedom of choice Americans want. It's unique. It's bold. It's ahead of the competition.
Was there a lack of patriotism in 1991? Like, they were like, okay, it's one thing if a place tried to capitalize on, like let's say, right after 9/11. Like, oh, let's freedom, Americans, you want choices and freedom and choices and American, yeah, which is essentially what this entire ad is. In 1991, were we in Gulf Storm at the time, or what it was called? Desert Storm?
You know what this looks like?
Operation Desert Storm.
You know what this looks like? This looks like, remember those fake commercials in RoboCop that they had?
Right.
That's what this looks like. A fake RoboCop commercial.
I buy that for $1. Yeah.
Sizzler for the 90s. Exactly what America wants.
So, Dutch, Sizzler 2016 bumper stickers?
I'd buy that for $1.
Sizzler is the choice of America. Sizzler gives you choices every day.
Try our brand new soda fountain where we serve all of Coke. You want Pepsi? Go down the street and go fuck yourself.
That's the Sizzler way.
A white kid eating watermelon? Now I've seen everything, Sizzler.
Get a little freedom in your...
Do you like your steaks burned to a crisp? Sizzler. Do you like powdered eggs for breakfast? Come to Sizzler.
Do you like fresh fish? Go down the roots, Chris.
Did this ever actually air?
Sizzler, not for human consumption.
Wait, was that in the video? Or was that John?
Let's try this again.
John, did you whisper Sizzler or was that the video?
Maybe vicariously, I guess.
Dutch, get me that God. As a drop right away.
I'll do it right now.
Sizzler.
All right. In 1990.
It's like Rosebud.
In 1991.
We're not done yet.
Operation Desert Storm hit. The Dead Sea Scroll was unveiled. UN sanctions imposed against Libya.
Why is UN always getting involved in everything?
I know.
Justified.
You know what I think this looks like? And I don't know because there's not a bunch of information. It looks like a video they would show possible franchisees, like to sell them off on the franchise. Like, hey, you should get a Sizzlers franchise.
Ooh, Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested in 1991.
That he's the one who made this commercial. He was arrested for making it.
Sizzler.
Hey, Dutch, you want to go and grab a steak at Sizzler?
No, I do not.
Why? You're not a
you're
fan
probably
of...
better off buying a dollar steak at the Dollar Tree.
You're not a fan of Sizzler.
We'll talk about it. I'm trying to isolate this.
It's ooh. So sexual.
In 1991, the internet was made available to unrestricted commercial use.
And also, Microsoft released MS-DOS 5.0.
That's my favorite of all the MS-DOSes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what this entire commercial was run off of.
I believe it's Mrs. DOS now. She got married.
Oh, you're right.
I'm pretty sure.
Mrs. DOS Hershire. She had a little hyphen.
Also, Nirvana's Nevermind was released, signifying the start of the grunge era.
Yeah, there you go. This commercial is very grunge. I agree.
Popular films were Terminator 2 and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Oh, and Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, yes.
And the Addams Family, which is why the Sizzler.
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 More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
By the way.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Bless Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the Deep Team.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, and listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh. Amazing.
Australia.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now, DGB, because the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front DGB. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DP. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DP. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call, by the way.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping.
Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
God damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet shit. Me and Vincent would have been satisfied with some freeze-dried Taster's Choice, right? And he springs this serious gourmet shit on us. What flavor is this?
Knock it off, Julie.
What?
I don't need you to tell me how fucking good my coffee is, okay? I'm the one who buys it. I know how good it is. Bonnie goes shopping, she buys shit. I buy the gourmet expensive stuff because when I drink it, I want to taste it. But you know what's on my mind right now? It ain't the coffee in my kitchen. It's the dead nigger in my garage.
Oh, Jimmy, don't even worry about it.
No, don't think about anything. I want to ask you a question. When you came pulling in here, did you notice a sign out in the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
Jimmy, you know I ain't seen no shit.
Did you notice a sign in the front of my house that said dead nigger storage?
No, I didn't.
You know why you didn't see that sign? Because it ain't there, because storing dead niggers ain't my fucking business. That's why.
Back, second hour. Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Jungle Boogie, second hour. I love this song. It's a great song.
It's a great soundtrack.
It is. It is. It really is. By the way, another fun thing that I've started doing, and it really makes people angry, and I got to give credit to my buddy Joe. Yes, the guy I kissed. Dutch. Apparently, whenever a famous song comes on, if you really want to make people mad, like, you scream the completely wrong person, but with a lot of enthusiasm. For example, this song's on. Turn it up a little bit, Marie. Go ahead, just a little bit.
It just, Miles Davis.
Exactly. Or turn it up.
Yeah.
Slayer!
Yeah, or fucking Eagles, man. The fucking Eagles. Turn that shit up.
That just reminded me. Bit.
If you want people at a bar to get fucking pissed, scream a different man. Yeah.
That also reminded me of...
Fucking Tom Petty. Turn it up, Tom Petty. Blast
Tom
it.
Tom Petty without the Heartbreakers.
Yep. There it is. Love it. Love it.
That just reminded me of another musical thing that came up this weekend. And it was a song that Royce and I were listening to in the car. And I was like, oh, shit.
Okay. All right. We were listening. We ruined songs for me.
I do.
Enjoy. John, you know this song, of course. And Dutch, you maybe know it. But you know 11 a.m. by Incubus?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
You know the part where he's singing Then Again? Like Then Again? And, you know.
I've done the song in karaoke.
Exactly. So, Marie, explain what you said while I pull it up.
So Royce is singing along, enjoying his Incubus song. And I just go, man, Bennigan's really lost a good opportunity to market with this song. I mean, maybe that they would have survived a little bit longer had they signed a partnership with Incubus.
I want to get to it.
Bennigan's.
Now this song, it's ruined. She ruined it. She ruined the song. And I love this song. You got to understand. I love this song. And she ruined it.
I hate doing a show.
He's just saying Bennigan's.
Good luck listening to this song ever again, listeners.
Broccoli cheese soup is always on your side.
Oh, God. No, he did more. You're making it worse, not better.
11 a.m.
Bennigan's opens up.
The manager pulls up with my cheeks high, and he locks the door, and I just step right inside.
Stop it.
I push rewind.
Is this our Sizzler commercial
for
Bennigan's?
Did I clock in, or did I punch out for lunch, and I need to go and check with HR right now?
Oh,
because I am only a server. Bennigan's.
Right, we're here.
Bennigan's. Direct deposit is in my file now.
No, the last one you guys ruined for me was
The Heart of Rock and Roll is Joss Whedon?
Yes.
You're welcome.
That was him. No, I didn't say thank you.
You're welcome.
No.
You're welcome.
You're so courteous.
What was the one before that? Like, you guys do this all the time.
I do this. This
you
is
do
my
this.
Thing.
Okay, that's what it is.
This is my thing. I love switching out words.
I remember being so mad at you guys.
I know. Ready, Marie? Ready, Marie?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready, Royce. Get ready for it.
They say the heart of rock and roll is Joss Whedon. And from what I
the heart
seen,
of my
I
colon is
him.
Watching.
Okay, let's move on. We ruined one song a month. That's all. Let's not go crazy. Let's not ruin any more this month. Okay. Thank you, Bennigan. Sorry, Marie.
God, do you understand that that is going to be in my
it's ruined.
Head?
It's ruined. You know, I was outside.
No. You understand?
I know.
When I hear the name of the band Incubus now,
Bennigan. Ben.
That's the first song that's going to come in, and it's not. It's going to be the Marie version.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bennigan's.
You're not going to be able to unhear it.
Nope. You are not.
Don't be so matter-of-factory about your verbal terrorism.
I said, why? Why did you ruin the song for me?
Because
I like this song.
Because every time you hear it, you're going to laugh and think, oh, but that Marie is so adorable.
No. It's going to be like,
French,
God damn it, Marie.
French fries or some rice on my side.
Okay. Marie, would you like to move on to not ruining songs?
We're the worst.
Bennigan?
Yeah.
I can't move on from this now. Don't ever tell her any song you like. She'll find a way to. Don't do it.
I will ruin she every will ruin song it. You love. Every
dude,
one
I learned
of them.
My lesson last time when I told her accidentally that I didn't like that new Taylor Swift song and she did nothing but play it the rest of the show.
Oh, what do you mean? Yeah, the show was bad.
Shake it off. Ooh, ooh,
the
ooh.
Second I said it too, I was like, why did you do that? You idiot.
You moron.
Why did you tell her that?
Fuck.
Well, guess what?
Chicken butt.
He shouldn't have done that. He just a boy, poor little fella.
What?
Christian Ministry claims Pokemon made 90s kids gay.
What?
Get the giggles out now.
I just did
now.
Your sound drop. What?
Get the giggles out now. Oh, a Christian ministry.
I love titles like that.
Was claiming that Pokemon made kids in the 90s now gay today.
Well, I've been saying that for years, and I'm finally glad someone's brought this up. Because I'll use a perfect example, the most famous one, Pikachu. Now, if you break it down, that means pick a Jew. Now, that means that they want you to be of the Jewish faith. Now, in the Jewish faith,
I don't think all Jews are gay, though, Pastor Roy.
Have you seen Hollywood? All Jewish people are at least bisexual. I'm 100% positive about that. That's why they have those curly cues when they're walking down the street so they can recognize other cocks they want to suck. You didn't know that.
By the way, dude, your voice matches perfectly with this guy's image.
You don't understand. The problem is, if I bring another one, Squirtle, that is another well-known Pokemon. What do you think that means? A Squirtle, that's a girl ejaculating. Now, if you read the Bible, women are not supposed to have pleasure during sex.
I don't know if that, I think it was more of an Old Testament, old Jewish tradition kind
Listen,
of thing.
Listen, Brother Dutch, I understand that you may be confused because of the modern pop culture. And
no,
that,
I was just kind of not confused.
And that Lady Gay that's always singing on the radio. I understand you get confused. I get it, too. Look at that. They're dragging a good man's name through the mud, for example. Fucking Bill Cosby sits out there, and he makes people laugh. Brings hilarity to children.
Bill Cosby was raping women?
In the Bible, it says in Leviticus that it is okay to put drugs in a woman's drink if you know they're not going to put out. Because let's face it.
But they, you see, if you buy yourself some Jell-O pudding pops, you can't put them in the refrigerator yet. You got to put them right in the freezer. Zip-zop, zibble-bop.
Now, another example is that Jigglypuff. What do you think that's about? Jigglypuff puffed the marijuana cigarettes. That's what he's doing. Marijuana,
like
as
pink,
we
like,
all know.
I think it was
know.
More a reference towards marshmallow.
Marijuana.
But then they evolve. It goes from Jigglypuff to Wigglytuff.
Marijuana, as we all know, is a gateway drug to being a homosexual. It's a well-known fact.
We all
fact.
Know that.
It's a fact. That I, if you see this research study I did from Christian Science, this is totallyreal.com, it states that 110%, why do you ask 110%? Because we always give 110% to the Lord. 110% of people who watch cartoons are homosexuals.
So children on a Saturday mornings, they're gay?
Gay.
Oh.
Well, I guess I'm gay for anime.
Now, Brother John, you're watching that.
Please make that a shirt.
You're watching that anime porn, and I don't understand what that's about. I watched at least 17 hours of it just for research, of course. I'm not into it, but I don't understand why they have octopi sticking their tentacles inside women's genitalia. It doesn't make sense to me. The Bible clearly states that you shouldn't be doing that.
What should we do, Pastor Royce?
Well, I will be reading a Bible verse about that.
Does it say anything about Pokemon?
Yes,
we
actually.
We need to get an organ, by the way.
Here's a perfect example. When a woman has a discharge, if her discharge in her body is blood, she shall continue in her menstrual impurity for 7 days. And whoever touches her shall be unclean until evening. Everything also on which she lies during her menstruation impurity shall be unclean. And everything on which she sits on shall be unclean. Now, does it make sense now?
I guess. I mean, is that the point where I should use my basic Pokeball, the Trapper? Otherwise, it's just going to run away.
This Bible verse is 100% talking about the Charizard Pokemon. It's 100% talking about. Now, Sister Marie, I don't mean to be rude here, but you're a woman and your brain is at least 1/10 smaller than man's.
Yes, we all know that.
So therefore, you have no right to comment. And I believe you are menstruating, so I must now burn that chair you're sitting on and get rid of that microphone. I hope you're happy.
I'm not menstruating right now.
Can I talk to regular Royce for a second?
Yeah, sure. What's up, bro?
What does the rest of the article say?
Oh, Marie, go ahead.
You mean any of the article? Because I only read the title.
I wasn't reading it. Sorry.
That's as far as we got.
I apologize.
Got through the title. Televangelist Dr. Creflo?
That sounds like a goddamn Pokemon
Wait,
name.
Wait, Televangelist...
Creflo!
Hold on. His name is Televangelist Dr. Creflo Dollar. His last name is Dollar. He's Dr. Dollar. Mm-hmm. Televangelist Doctor. He's a doctor and a televangelist, and his last name is Dollar. Okay, sorry. That took a while. Is claiming the classic cartoon Pokemon...
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Made children who watched it in the late 80s and early 90s gay. Yes, according to a study released by the powerful Creflo Dollar Ministry in Atlanta, because they have studies, the youth of the world had their sexuality warped by Ash and his fruity friends. Thanks a lot, Jigglypuff.
It's fruity.
Dollar made this odd...
I love that term.
Dollar made this odd claim shortly after soliciting donations for a $65 million luxury jet, which God told him to buy.
If you want to have the CR7, you have to get CR6.
I think we talked about this dude. This is the same guy that we talked about that was trying to get a Gulfstream jet from his ministry, like $600 million, something ridiculous for this jet that only like...
Hey, man, you know what? If he's going to bilk his perishers out of that kind of money... That's on them for being retards and just not realizing this guy's a snake oil salesman. So
I'm out of snake oil.
Dutch, weren't you a snake oil salesman?
No, I was
a snake
oil traffic.
Like no more or no less than 400 snake oil salesmen.
44 snakes.
Dutch was a snake trapper for a while. What was the name of that website, Dutch? I always forget. I'm sorry.
Dutch can't improv on the fly.com,
which is weird because it had nothing to do with snake, that website, but for some reason people went to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what he would do is, and we talked about this before, he would put silly hats on snakes to just make them feel bad about themselves
and shame them into coming in and just giving all their oil so they
can
use that.
Dutch got in trouble from a feminist site because he was snake shaming.
I was snake shaming.
Actually,
yeah,
that was from Simpson Samsonite. He's snake shaming. I am highly offended by him.
So wait.
He works at Sizzler.
So I don't watch Pokemon, which is why I'm straight.
Well, no, you're not.
But what about Pokemon makes people gay?
Well, immediately after I watch Pokemon, I go suck 5 dicks.
But why?
But I do that after every show. Weird. After every show.
It's not that weird. I'm just trying to understand what part of the show made you like, oh man, I really want a dick right now.
Nope, that's it.
He doesn't explain.
That's all he goes with.
Yep.
He just says, I have a study. Yeah, you don't need to explain anything. God's here.
Well, there is an explanation. There is actually an explanation in the Bible. It says actually here, Pastor Royce read it. No one whose testicles are crushed or whose penis is cut off shall be admitted to the assembly of the Lord. Deuteronomy 23:1.
Kick him in a penis.
Wow, none of the people from Game of Thrones, none of those soldiers are going to be able to go to heaven. That sucks. Oh, by the way, since we are the hardest working people on internet radio, right after this, we're doing a Game of Thrones show, so don't even go anywhere. So
yeah, if you do, then you're gay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
And watch Pokemon. Oh, you saw Anna Kendrick tweeted a picture of that dude that Khaleesi's fucking saying, come on, HBO, when are we going to see this dude's dick? It was pretty funny.
She's fucking funny,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, she really is. That was very
funny.
Her
Twitter feed is hilarious. If you don't follow Anna Kendrick, dude, she's a very funny girl.
That was very funny. Go ahead, Marie.
Oh, no, I realized that this was...
when are we going to see this dude's
dick? This was more visual.
Yeah, this was actually very funny.
I guess, when are we going to see this dick?
Man slices up trio of alleged burglars with decorative samurai sword.
Wait, what? Say that
was
again.
Was it the Hattori Hanzo?
Here's a picture of the car after the incident, by the way. An Argentine steelworker and his wife were awoken early Friday morning by a gang of armed burglars looting their house. Two of the three men had guns, but they didn't get a chance to use them before the sleepy homeowner took a samurai sword off the wall and savagely smote them in the arms with it.
Hadouken!
The wounded thieves managed to flee in the car after taking around $400 in cash. Yes, Marie?
Sorry, I was still on Pokemon, and I found pickup lines that people can use for Pokemon fans.
Okay.
Like,
go ahead.
How would you just know someone's a Pokemon fan unless you're like a Comic-Con or something like that?
Anyone who looks like Ashley.
So here's the first one. Are you a Pikachu? Because you're shockingly beautiful.
Hey.
Huh?
God, that's so bad.
How about, do you want to battle? Because my balls are at the ready.
He's kind of funny.
My love for you burns like a Charizard's tail. If I were a Nidonking, you would be my Nidoqueen.
That's too deep.
If I were a milk tank, I'd use Attract on you. Looking at your ass makes my Bulbasaur.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
is that funny?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is that a funny one? Want to register your number in my PokéNav? I don't know.
Your Pokédex.
Is that a Sudowoodo in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
I can't take these anymore.
I can't, because not only are you not getting the names right, you're delivering them horribly.
So boring and forever taking. When I look at you, my Metapod can't get any harder.
Shut up, Marie.
Do you want to play my Poke Flute?
Okay, it's funny again. Police found the getaway car had hit a tree in the nearby neighborhood and trucked a trail of blood to the family home of the suspect. Two of the bleeding burglars were arrested along with another man and woman. One had lost part of an ear and had deep wounds on his face, while the other had cuts on his arms, according to Lavaz.
These guys got shredded
by fucking Michonne. The third robber, who also suffered deep cuts to his arms, was picked up while trying to get treatment in a clinic in a nearby town.
Can you imagine that, though? Like, it's probably, you know, does it say who these guys were? Like, does it give their names?
Police have ordered a psychiatric evaluation of the katana-wielding maniac, who the Daily Mail names Disa Costa, 49. His relatives told Lavaz...
legendary Disa Costa. I thought he
Why
was
would they
amazing.
Give him a fucking evaluation? He was protecting his house.
I love the fact that it was like they all suffered deep cuts on their arms because they were just like, what the fuck, man? He's got a sword.
And they're
like
putting their arms up.
Going, yeah. No. Ow! Oh my God, that thing's sharp, dude.
Get out of here. The three burglars.
Fuck, man? All right.
The three burglars are in their emergency room. Reports the fourth man, possibly the getaway driver,
dude, man,
is in
that
jail.
Nigga had a sword.
You fucking picked the goddamn wrong house. I love it.
How was I supposed to know you're gonna have a fucking sword, man?
I always love when burglars pick the wrong house. Like, always
like
the
an
wrong...
MMA fighter or a dude who just happens to be packing like a 50 caliber pistol.
Oh, by the way, speaking of picking the wrong person, police impersonator pulls over detectives.
A police impersonator pulled over a detective.
I got the audio.
Yeah, undercover cop. Yeah. And this guy, oh, my
Two
Lord.
Lee County detectives were pulled over by a man pretending to be a cop. They say that John Benedict activated blue lights on his car, attempting to pull over the two detectives in their own unmarked SUV. NBC2's Jacqueline Beavis joins us live in the newsroom after digging through the details of this law that says you can't impersonate an officer. Jack?
Yeah, you know
Wait,
what?
Jacqueline Beavis and Gerard Butthead.
I'm not big on a lot of laws, but I agree
what
with the
doing?
I agree with the don't impersonate police officers laws. No one's on the other side of that. No one's on like, right. No, we should have the right. Like, no, you really shouldn't.
Yeah, Peter, not only can you not impersonate the officer, the law makes it illegal to use those type of red and blue lights at all.
Now, by the way, bravo, no lag. There was no lag between these two.
There was no time delay.
I want to give them credit. I want to give them credit because we always beat them up. This is a good
attempting to pull over
news
the two
one.
Detectives.
Because they're using Skype.
Yeah, good point.
In their own unmarked SUV. NBC2's Jacqueline Beavis joins us live in the newsroom after digging through the details of this law that says you can't impersonate an officer. Jacqueline?
Yeah, Peter, not only can you not impersonate the officer, the law makes it illegal to use those type of red and blue lights at all. Now, you can own them, and people can technically sell them. That's not illegal, but driving down the road and turning those lights on like law enforcement is against the law.
The public is not allowed to use a flashing blue or red light.
Lee County Lieutenant Scott Leinberger calls this incident a threat to the credibility of law enforcement.
Well, let's back up. It is a threat. You're right. But a bigger threat is killing innocent people. That
right. Or somebody who just sees a car with one girl in it late at night, pulls her over and then rapes her. Like,
or says, hey, if you fucking give me a hand job, I won't give
think,
you a ticket.
I think you guys' credibility is at stake here. It's not this. Public safety.
It's this isn't the... This,
they're gonna, you know, ruin our good name. It's like somebody took my Twitter profile and just posted pictures of penises.
You guys don't really have a good name right now. Whether you agree or don't, the one thing we can agree on is no matter what side you're on, right now they don't have a good name, and it's not because some dude put blue lights in his car.
Right.
You got bigger issues.
And or just somebody, cops in general or this department?
Well, cops in general, but I don't know.
You know, they're not all like related, right? You know, they don't all talk to each other. They're all trained by the same staff.
It's Lee County, Florida. So, yeah, they got problems.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was right.
Uses a unmarked vehicle or a vehicle that looks unmarked or displays their vehicle as a police vehicle. It reduces.
This guy pronounces the H in vehicle.
Trust.
Vehicle.
According to the report on this incident, John Benedict's white Crown Victoria, looking like an unmarked patrol car, used red and blue lights and even had the police interceptor tag on the back. NBC2 found it's easy to get those lights and gadgets to make any car look like...
It's called Amazon.
...the real deal. Online, we found this option for just $35. The lights to make a car look official.
Well, now I know where to get it. Thank you.
And on Craigslist, you don't even need to leave the state to get the lights that are...
In fact, I have a number of my light guy that I'm going to give out on the air. Like, why is she giving it so easy for people who might
horrible.
Not even...
She's horrible!
She's like an echo chamber.
Wouldn't even thought twice about doing that. Hearing the story going, oh, you know, that actually kind of sounds fun.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what?
Wish from the real thing. We checked with deputies. They say you won't find them selling their old lights to anyone.
Lights that are...
Yes.
This reporter is focusing on the wrong part of the story. How about you talk about what was this guy doing? Why was he trying to pull over the cops? Yep. Is he a thief? Is he a public enemy? Like, why are you talking about the whole idea of doing that instead of the creep that is doing it?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
And out of service generally are disposed of, or in order to save taxpayer money, we'll transfer those lights to a new vehicle.
Now, Lieutenant Leinberger tells me it's also dangerous for the impersonator who could be injured, even killed, by pretending to pull someone over. As for John Benedict, the suspect in this case, he's out on bond. NBC2.
James Bond.
Talked with him by phone last night. He will not go on camera, but called this incident a, quote, senior moment and said he's never done it before.
He is pretty old. He has been driving for a while. So
why would he have the lights and a Crown Vic? It's not a senior moment.
The detective who was driving pulled into the right lane to stop for the law enforcement officer, the report notes. But the detective pulled over and noticed the vehicle was actually not law enforcement. It continued to drive east in a supermarket parking lot. Detectives followed the vehicle into the parking lot and made contact with Benedict, asking him if he was law enforcement. According to the redacted report, that he does not show exactly how Benedict may have responded to them. We spoke briefly on Monday with Benedict on the phone. He said he was never done any... Okay, we read this already. They really wish they would talk more about what he did and why he did it and less about the whole... This is what happened. They had a little snippet of a story and they tried to like stretch it out by talking about why lights are bad. But
they
instead,
had no information on any
instead,
of it.
They help people get lights that want to do it. Because all you know is...
I'm pretty sure everybody knows you're not supposed to do that. So why even have a segment on it? That's what it was. They already blocked it out. The producer of the show... Mm-hmm. You know, the EP already blocked out that segment, and then they were like, we got nothing. Okay, well, just you got 5 minutes.
Go.
Get it together.
Cookie Monster arrested in Times Square after allegedly grabbing teen's breast.
Oh, no.
I guess I would.
I needed milk for Cookie.
I would call him the Nookie Monster.
Nookie, come on me.
A 16-year-old tourist was groped in Times Square on Sunday. Fucking Mecca,
I love big titties.
The Mecca of the world, guys. New York. They tell us how to live.
The city that never sleeps.
Yep, the windy city.
The city of tomorrow.
The second city.
Lone Star State.
City of angels.
The experimental prototype city of tomorrow.
Motor City.
City of brotherly love.
Yep.
Cadillac Heights.
Yep.
New York City.
Delta City.
New York City.
The alleged perpetrator, is a New Jersey man, of course, who was working in Times Square dressed as a beloved sugar-addicted character, Cookie Monster, from Sesame Street.
You know, no one ever tries to help his addiction.
And Monster Peace Theater. An NYPD spokesman said, "We didn't shoot that black guy," then said, "Oh, no, wait, what's this about?" Was walking with a tour group outside Toys R Us around 5:30 p.m.
When I got the M&Ms that are all green.
With a outside Toys R Us around 5:30 p.m. when a 48-year-old Ronaldo Perez.
Ronaldo?
Yes. We'll go to the bad name one after this.
Okay.
Dressed as Cookie Monster, pulled the victim.
I wouldn't say he was dressed as Cookie Monster.
Yeah, he was Cookie Monster?
I would say he was dressed as a blue
carpet.
We've
seen this dude. We've seen this dude in Times Square.
Yes.
You're looking at the picture.
Yes. Yeah. The only reason why we're there around those guys is to stand around so the tourists say, "Can you take my picture?" And so one of us says, "Sure," and takes the camera, and the other one of us gets behind him and photobombs the photo. And we just stand there photobombing tourists' photo all day long.
Apparently, he pulled the victim into a hug and forcibly touched her breast. Perez was arrested at the scene and charged with forcibly touching a manner injurious to a child less than 17 and with second-degree harassment. Perez's arrest is the latest incident involving the Times Square costume characters. A mentally ill man who dressed as Elmo, seen him too, has been arrested multiple times for disorderly conduct after he accosted a passerby with anti-Semitic remarks.
La 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 la, la 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 la, Holocaust!
I love fucking evil Elmo. He's my favorite. Last year, a man dressed as Spider-Man allegedly struck a police car, and another man dressed as... Wait, hold on a second. Last year, a man dressed as Spider-Man allegedly struck a police car.
Mess with one of us, you mess with all of us!
And another man dressed as Woody from Toy Story was arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a woman by grabbing her buttock.
Do people think if you dress up in costume that you can just do whatever you fucking feel like?
Over 18 costume characters were arrested in 2014 and 2013. A different man dressed as a Cookie Monster was arrested for allegedly shoving a toddler. The proliferation of costume characters in Times Square has emboldened some city councilmen to push for legislation regulating them. The bill sponsor, Bronx Councilman Andy King, said at a hearing in November, "Strawberry Shortcake didn't get the proper tip she wanted. She ripped off her own head and started berating her father and her family. In the mind of a 5-year-old, how do you comprehend a head being snatched off?" The regulation would require costume characters to apply for license costing $175, in addition to a fingerprint fee of $75. Critics of the bill say it may be unconstitutional because wearing a costume is a form of First Amendment. I agree with that. The bill has also criticized as broad because it would require any costume individual in NYC to obtain a license while wearing a costume to solicit in return for posing for photographs.
Yeah, that's hard to manage.
Yeah, you can't, because what if you're walking down the street to go to a fucking, you're in a Broadway show in your dress and they fucking fine you. Here you go, you're fine.
One solicitor. Two solicitors.
What if I just want to dress up like Strawberry Shortcake? Is there a difference between demanding tips and just walking around like Strawberry Shortcake?
Yeah, what if you're going to like a
demanding tits
to like a really weird swingers party where you have to be dressed as Strawberry Shortcake? That'd be maybe
shortcake.
That is actually the porn version of Strawberry Shortcake.
So you don't get sued, duh.
Yeah, dummy. Yeah, these guys can't call themselves a Cookie Monster. Just call themselves, you know, you said something else,
right?
Like the Wafer Monster or the Fig Newton Monster,
the Cookie Boogeyman.
Yeah, the Cookie Boogeyman. Exactly.
Oh, I'm Rice Krispie. Rice Krispie Troll.
Rice Krispie Troll.
Give me your Rice Krispies.
Oh, marshmallow. Nom, 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 nom.
Well, speaking of Ronaldo.
Oh, God, yes.
Royce also found on Reddit, I guess was a forum, where we were collecting some of the worst baby names.
Real. These are real worst baby names.
Yeah.
Was the first one Ronaldo?
No.
No. Let me see here. Skipping through the preamble. Our pick of the best. Number one, Obamaniqua.
Obamaniqua. Good name.
Yeah. Number two, this has an apostrophe in it. I'm unique. Like I apostrophe M. Mm-hmm. Unique. I'm unique. I'm unique.
Is she?
Yeah, that's her name. I'm unique.
Her name should be I'm a DMV worker.
Right.
Yep.
Why? Number three is Boy.
Boy. Hi, I'm Boy Lopez. Nice to meet you.
But excuse me, aren't you a girl?
No, I'm Boy Lopez. Number five.
Well, number four.
Oh, number four, sorry.
Is Hellzel?
Hellzel.
Hellzel?
I am the demon Hellzel.
Ooh, that's a bad one. Number five is abstinence. Just abstinence.
Abstinence is in.
Abstinence. Yes. Like you abstaining.
Staying away from something, right. Yep.
Hello, my name is Abstinence. I come to clean your window.
Number six is amazing.
Number six is by far the most amazing name I've ever seen.
Oh, I thought it was amazing.
It's a three-word name, so know that there are spaces.
It's
Britney, Shakira, Beyonce.
Britney, Shakira, Beyonce. That's the first name.
Britney, Shakira, Beyonce.
Britney, Shakira, Beyonce.
Well, I heard it. You have to keep saying it for the 15th
Britney,
time.
Shakira, Beyonce.
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 Oh, okay. Number seven.
Oh, no, number seven.
Oh, I love number seven.
Vaginica?
Vaginica. Vaginica.
Oh, hi, my name is Vaginica. Do you want to dance?
What is eight, Marie?
Eight is genitals. It's like,
and next on stage three, straight genitals. Out of Los Angeles, genitals.
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 Genitals. Oh, what's awesome.
Genitals.
Number nine.
But it's pronounced, oh my
genitals.
God.
Genitals.
Number nine is?
Mazin.
What the Indians knew as corn.
Why is Mazin a bad name?
Number 10?
Like.
Like. Someone named their kid.
Like.
Like.
So all this time, whenever I'm saying sentences and it sounds like I'm stuttering, it's I'm just basically just saying someone's name.
Yeah.
This same list could be also like top 10 most amazing pet names.
Like Boy Boy?
Boy Boy.
Right.
Britney Shakira Beyonce would be a great schnauzer
name for a dog.
Britney like a Shakira Beyonce, poodle. Get your butt over here.
Here's some other good ones. Cobra.
Ooh.
Yeah, I actually went into the. To more because they just picked their 10 best, but there's some other ones that I think are. There's another one called.
What is my name?
Someone
it's
else.
Cobra.
Someone else named their kid Baby Boy.
Oh my God.
Oh no. It's not very creative.
Zant.
Like naming cat Mr. Cat.
Hey, Royce, come up with that. What was that Z one?
Oh, someone named. Hold on. God damn it. Fucking Reddit. Why don't you update your goddamn form? You still get AOL.
The teller at my bank is named Thermoply.
Thermoply?
Thermoply.
First of all, who finds out the name of the teller at their bank? Second of all, who goes to a bank teller?
Yeah, I have no idea.
When you have to get a...
Enough to know their name.
Well, their name is on a name tag. If you have to go into the bank, I'm sure their
Nobody
name is
Nobody
right
goes into
there.
A bank anymore.
I've had to go into a bank.
Here's one.
To change my fucking name.
Had to. No one goes enough to know the person's name is my point.
Here's another one. This one. This is our friend Joyce used to work at a restaurant, and she used to work with someone, and I'm going to spell the name, okay? It's L-A and then a dash and then the letter A. How would you pronounce that? L-A, a dash, you know, like a dash and A. How would you pronounce that?
L-A dash A.
Leia?
No. Nope.
If I had to guess.
No. That's what I forgot what she said it was, but she goes, excuse me, my name is Ladasha. You pronounce the dash.
That's not real, dude.
No, I swear to God.
No way.
I swear to you, this is true.
You're lying.
No.
Ladasha.
Ladasha. This is real. This is
your name
fucking,
is Lala.
In Central Florida, there's a fucking woman named Ladasha spelled with a dash.
And they wonder why racism is still prevalent.
What? How did you know Ladasha's black?
I didn't say what part of racism, because I'm sure no white person named their kid that.
Ladasha?
I'm not sure what race it was, but.
L-A-A.
I knew a blade at school. He was an asshole. Love child name, Ermengarde.
Ermengarde?
Ermengarde.
Ermengarde.
But no, it's spelled Ermengarde.
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 That's made up. That's not real.
Okay.
Oh no, okay, someone posted, well, my name is Hermione. I was named before Harry Potter, but kids don't understand.
That's gotta be the worst. Yes. Like, if you actually had a name.
Yes.
Like, if your first name happened to be Beyonce and you're older than the actual Beyonce.
Oh no, she just said, you don't know how many times people will say 3 points for Gryffindor to me. Oh my God, I would be so obnoxious if I had
that
a friend
funny.
Named Hermione.
Ermengarde.
Oh, that's sad. Hermanini. I would always pronounce her like the French woman did. Hermanini. Oh, bad.
Could you imagine that, though, having the name? It's like the whole thing from Office Space being named Michael Bolton.
No. Somebody's saying D-I-K-S-H-I-T is a common Hindi name. Dick shit.
Hello, my name is Dick Shit. I will be your telephone operator right now.
Oh, no. Oh, these are terrible. Three kids named Messiah, Allah, and deities. Like, I don't even know how to pronounce that.
All right. Diarrhea.
Anyway, all right. That is nothing compared to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. apologizing for Holocaust remark in speech against California vaccine law.
What did he do this time?
Well, he made a Holocaust remark in a speech against California.
Did he really, though, or was it like people freaking out about something?
Well, people are always freaking out about everything, but Robert Kennedy Jr. on Monday apologized for describing the number of children injured by vaccines as a Holocaust during a film screening last week.
Is he one of those guys, too?
What guys? Jesus. A Nazi?
The vaccine guys.
Oh, vaccine Nazi?
Yes.
I don't know, but the nephew of President John F. Kennedy and son of former U.S. Attorney General Robert Kennedy used the term last week at a screening in Sacramento of the film Trace Amounts. The movie links autism to a vaccine preservative, even though the medical community says such claims have been scientifically disproven. Kennedy said he was struggling for a way to convey the effects of autism on children and their families.
I would rather take the chance of my kid dying or developing autism than having them die of polio.
Yeah, polio does sound worse than autism.
Or the common cold. Or something that's ancient like rubella.
No, I'd rather my kid have the common cold than autism. Because the common cold is...
Oh, okay, autism. All right, everyone, you know, whatever. we can deal with that. But this whole rubella thing, or really...
Isn't rubella like a concert that's coming up next week?
No, that's mm-hmm. that's just another a weird
no,
baby.
You're thinking
name.
Of Coachella.
That's another weird baby name. Rubella?
Yeah, rubella.
Rhubarb.
It's my favorite kind of
pie. I love pie.
Little pie.
Pie. His quote was, "I want to apologize to all whom I offended by my use of the word Holocaust to describe the autism epidemic. I employed the term during an impromptu speech as I struggled to find an expression to convey the catastrophic tragedy of autism, which has now destroyed the lives of over 20 million children and shattered their families."
Oh, and...
So, a kid living with autism is equivalent to killing 6 million Jews?
Yes.
Apparently so.
Same thing. It's not different?
I mean, it's sad.
But he still thinks vaccines cause autism. Nothing's really been learned. It's just really bad that he compared it to Jews.
And I think it's like, Marie, wasn't the quote that said that not only is it not proven, but it's actually been disproven by science?
Yeah, science is really trying to squash this one.
They're trying to squash it rather than actually give real facts?
They're trying to squash the beef.
Oh.
No, I mean, there are real facts. There's totally real facts.
Facts of life?
Just not from any of the Kennedys, apparently.
Right.
They're just comparing it to the Holocaust.
I was going to say, I thought the Shrivers were the retards of that whole strain of family. I didn't know the Kennedys were that dumb, too.
Eh. I mean, if he had an impromptu speech, maybe we can just chalk it up to he said the wrong thing.
It's a Holocaust of epic proportions.
Well, who cares about the word Holocaust? I think people should be more focused on Robert Kennedy Jr. is a fucking a vaccine denier. Really? Yep.
Also, Bill Maher. Fun fact.
You're joking, right?
Swear to God. Look it up.
Tell me he talks about this on his show.
I forgot who it was. No, he's talked about it not on his show, and that's the problem. And he got a lot of, and he's Mr. Science. Like, he's, everything's, and that's why I was like, uh-oh.
Here's the thing. He's a super liberal, but he's a logical liberal. And hearing that is like, oh, there's no more hope for the left anymore.
Shall I move on to something that I probably would
Please,
agree
you
with?
You just brought the show down with that.
Sorry. I don't see you helping.
I don't believe in vaccinations.
Oregon committee considers hand dryer noise regulations.
What?
I hate noises.
What was I
going to
say again?
Oregon? Oregon.
One more time.
Oregon. Oregon.
Marie died of dysentery in the middle of pronouncing that.
Oregano.
Oregon.
Oregano.
You pronounce it like you pronounce like the Oregon. Things that live inside of you, your organs.
Oregon.
Nobody says Oregon.
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 Blorgan.
What about Flargan? Florida, Oregon.
Were they on letters at the same time?
Yes. In Salem, an Oregon lawmaker, Oregon. I'm going to be self-conscious about that now. Oregon. Oregon?
You hear
That'd be like me pronouncing it Florida.
Florida.
So is it Oregon Trail or Oregon Trail?
An Oregon lawmaker proposed legislation Monday creating uniform standards for hand dryers in public restrooms, citing the proliferation of powerful dryers that, while efficient, can sometimes trigger tinnitus or cause discomfort for people with development or sensory disabilities?
I'm offended by your bathroom, sir. Your hand dryer is giving me carpal tunnel.
You're
jerking off in the bathroom.
Here's the thing. Tinnitus is basically like people who have ear injuries from being around loud things too much, or people like me who had a shitload of earaches as a kid. I've lost a good chunk of my hearing because of I have like paper thin eardrums because of all the infections I had. And so I constantly, if I don't have a sound or music, or you hear like it's a ringing. For other people, they say it's like a whoosh sound or whatever. But if there's just no silent, just no noise, no anything, it's just like a in my head all the time.
Yep.
Or for other people, it's like a
child. Things are
and other things.
Here.
And here's the thing. Certain sounds will trigger it for me to make it worse. So, you know.
Does this help?
You want to know some annoying sound in the world?
Yeah. Is this helping you?
No, it's not. Definitely not.
Okay. Well, you should move to Oregon. Oregon? Oregano? Anyways. The measure would require all new or replacement dryers to operate at a noise level no louder than 84 decibels. Is that fine for you, Dutch? 84 decibels?
I don't know what that means. I really have no context on that one.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out later. According to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this is about as loud as a school cafeteria. It also wouldn't allow hand dryers blowing air downwards to blow air faster than 115 miles per hour in case the hand dryer manufacturer doesn't label
the
decibel.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
guys!
Where's that senator? Where's my favorite senator that said, "Yeah!"
Yeah!
That was like my favorite sound drop of all time.
Oh.
Yes.
Howard Dean.
Yes, thank
Howard
you.
Dean scream.
Howard Dean, when he was so excited about all the states he was going to.
Right.
Oh my God, was that the fun? That sound ruined his politics.
Oh my God,
career.
It destroyed his entire run.
He lost all credibility because he made that sound. Oh my God, it was fantastic.
There is videos because I was looking at hand dryer sounds, but now forget that. I've actually was just to play the sound, but there's a video of this guy that just goes around and just records hand dryer sounds. It has 39,000 views. 39,000.
Wait, what?
All the video is just him turning on hand dryers to see what they sound like. Different ones, different models.
What the fuck is this?
Wait for it to switch off.
She or he, whoever, reviews hand dryers in public restrooms.
I give this a 9 out of 10.
Is it one of those people like that do that whole, those ridiculous videos where you get the tingly thing?
What's the tingly thing?
Maybe I shouldn't open my mouth.
What about that video I posted on my...
Because I know about these things because I get it too. Like there's certain sounds or reactions or some of these videos, it's like where people will talk a certain way in a video. Do you guys ever get like that weird tingly feeling like down the back of your
certain noises,
spine?
Like when someone puts like a nail on a chalkboard, I get that. Or
No, not the bad kind, the good kind.
Like when a hot chick walks in the room?
No.
Are you thinking about an orgasm?
Take it the complete opposite. Like when someone drags their nails down a chalkboard, and it's like an uncomfortable thing for you. I forget what it's called, but there's like some kind of like a sensory response that a lot of people get, and I get it too, where you feel good from certain sounds, like a complete opposite of feeling bad from a nails on a chalkboard.
Right.
Like there's certain sounds, like either like you'd be hand dryer in some weirdos cases, or somebody talking softly, or somebody tapping something. You get like this weird tingly feeling.
Nope. Can't say I know what that is.
No, I really don't know what you're talking
about. I'm sorry I brought it up. I should look it up instead of opening my mouth. The reason why I brought it up is that I think the reason why this guy has so many views, it might be from people who are like that, who are searching out a certain sound to feel good.
Or maybe
it gives a weird tingly response.
Or maybe it's parents trying to get their babies to go to sleep and they need
noises
in the background. Like when they vacuum, you know, the room to get the kids
white
to shut
boys.
Up. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I'll listen to some songs and I'll think this is more correct than other songs. Like the melody jives with me so much. I'm like, this is correct. This is what music should be. Like I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
Like I used to like 11 a.m. by Incubus. Like that was a really good song.
Ben again.
Or Rock and Roll by Huey Lewis.
Or even Joe. We've ruined songs. Songs are ruined.
Look at this photograph.
Well, that song was ruined because when Nickelback made it, it was ruined.
Well, to go along with the lawmakers making sure that hand dryers aren't loud enough, because that's a fucking issue. Let's forget all the other like topics, you know, the economy.
Loud noises!
And what 2016, I want to hear more debates about how many decibels hand dryers in bathrooms should be, because they should not be too loud.
I agree, because that's the problem.
That's I think what's wrong with America is our hand dryers are too loud.
Can I defend them for a quick second?
Sure.
No.
Isn't that an obnoxious sound?
No, you cannot.
Yes.
It makes my day-to-day life a little bit better knowing that stupid sound isn't coming. You know what I mean? Like, every time somebody
opens
the door,
it's like,
oh my God,
I want Joel hand dryers.
Are you doing are you using a Terry Schiavo hair dryer? Hand dryer?
It's loud shit. I got to be honest, that this is me as a human attempting to do a machine impression, so give me a break here.
No, I hear what you're saying. Actually, Royce
can... It's a really awful, uncomfortable sound.
Royce
like
can
it.
Attest
you know
to
I like
this
law, and I will support
no,
it.
No, Royce can attest to this. I will hear if you have a bathroom that has an air vent.
Is that power coming from a bob rick?
This is the guy reviewing hand dryers.
Still
16,000 views, yes.
So Royce can attest to this, that I'm very sensitive to the vents that that you have in bathrooms whenever you turn the vent
and
on.
And also, I can attest to clitorally, she's very sensitive. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
We have two air vents in our bathroom. We have two air vents in our bathroom. One
coverage,
is
just kind of like right out there and exposed.
Sometimes she puts her clit on the air dryers.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, go ahead, Marie.
No.
And
come on, don't be a negative Nancy.
Don't worry about my story because you want to talk about clits. Go ahead.
No,
talk about
forget
clits.
It, I'm done.
No, you
sorry want- that the other two hosts in the show immediately started talking about that the second he said it rather than the other story. But go ahead.
What about the video where I went to Best Buy and I was washing my hands and it said
this
you feel
you.
The power? No, and it said feel the power, and basically I thought I was a Super Saiyan.
Wait, so you don't like turning on fans in a bathroom?
No, I don't like the vents. The vents that you're supposed to turn on when you take a shower so that it doesn't get super humid.
You don't turn those on?
I hate that noise.
Oh, I love that.
I hate that noise.
I love it. Why? Because then people can't hear me pee. I turn it on every time I go in a bathroom.
Oh my God, Royce does too, and I'm always turning it off because he forgets to turn it off. And I'll walk in, I'm like, where is that noise coming from? I can hear it.
Well, if you leave a bad shit in there, you have to turn it on and then close the door to like, you know, let it vent out a little bit. That's the reason why it exists.
No,
so it's
it
when
exists.
You turn down for whom?
No, it exists
right.
So that your bathroom doesn't get mold because you're showering in it. It does not exist to vent out your fart smells.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
it does both.
It totally does.
It really does.
It sucks air out.
Yes.
the house.
They always say
the reason why that's there.
The name vent.
The courteous
dual purpose.
Yeah, you, they're usually put in restrooms that don't have a window. Usually, if restrooms have a window, a little window.
You think like vents just have this like anti mold thing they just shoot around the room?
Well, no, they also draw humidity, the main use, is when you're in there when you shit, they tell you to close the door and turn the vent on if it was a bad shit to help the smell get out.
Okay, well, girls don't smell.
Every time you go into a gas bathroom, that's constantly running. It's because fatso's are coming in there. And
I hate the sound.
The
I want to be able to have the choice whether or not I want that sound on.
So that sounds like nails on a chopper.
Hates
for you,
it.
Huh?
Hate it.
She could be three rooms away, and she'll tell me, "Is the vent on?" I'm like, "How do you hear that?"
I hate it.
It's weird.
By the way, whitest brand got it. The
autonomous
sensory meridian response. Yeah,
there it is.
No, I have that. Just look it up. But we don't have to get into it. We're almost finishing the show. But yeah, that's a.
Well, let's start wrapping up because we have to right after this go into a Game of Thrones show. So
GOT wieners and such.
9:15, 9:20, about 15-20 minutes. If you're listening live, Game of Thrones show. If
can
not,
we make it 9:30 because I got to take a fat shit.
9:30, Game of Thrones show.
I'm gonna leave a fan
yes,
on.
Yes, that's fine. 9:30, Game of Thrones show. Make 1 hour of amazingness. Just stay tuned. Listen to some replay of whatever's coming up afterwards. Relax. We'll get a beer. Go eat. Come back 9:30. And if you're listening via podcast, download the Game of Thrones Wieners and Such podcast.
Yay.
So, but right now we need outro music. And somebody give me some of it because that
Producer
would be
Dutch.
Fantastic. April 25th.
More like Radio Live event. Mm-hmm. Number Woo! 3. And it's titled Moxie Killed the Radio Star because we're partnering with Moxie LaFemme, the burlesque troupe that is that performs in Preservation Hall in downtown Lakeland, Florida. And doors open at 8. The show starts at 9. It goes to 12 p.m. Be there Saturday, April 25th. Downtown Lakeland, Preservation Hall, More Like Radio, Moxie LaFemme, amazingness. Proceeds go to the Big Cat Rescue. Give money so that the big kitties can eat and do cute things, and you can go visit them, and it's adorable.
Neglected to hippo text, every 90s commercial must have originally written for Team America.
By the way, solid plug, Marie. Why aren't we making you do this from now on?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Instead of letting me and Fathead over there stumble over it every time.
Bisexual Leon hops in and says, sup, guys. I'm just pointing that out because it was during the Pokemon talk.
Oh.
I think he knew it. Let's see. Ba-ba-ba-ba. There's a picture in the chat room that says, I start my journey today and a walnut. I will not fail. It's a guinea pig with a walnut on its head as a helmet. And I closed the chat earlier, so I can't find anything else. People wrote kitty. Anyway, thank you for listening, guys. Game of Thrones podcast coming up 9:30. Stay tuned for that. Maybe we'll keep the video up in the chat going for that, too. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Yada, yada, yada. Dutch, play it out for me, please.
Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you have been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe